Robert Shapiro, his lawyer, said earlier, however, that fearing that he was suicidal, that they had gone through the house where he was staying prior to beginning this odyssey of his, and they had attempted to clear out anything that might effectively be a weapon or might be used on anyone else or on himself.
David, we're going to rejoin KCBS Television in Los Angeles.
Great advice about what to do, what not to do, where to go, how to conduct ourselves as gentlemen.
You're listening to Jim Hill, a sportscaster for CBS television station KCBS, a man who knows O.J. Simpson and who has played on the field with O.J. Simpson.
In our entire country, this is not the kind of impact and this is not the kind of influence, O.J., that you want any of us to exhibit to any of our young people.
Well, what if he were to say to you, as he said in his letter, Jim, that he just can't take it anymore, that his life is destroyed around him and that it'll never be the same and he can't face it?
OJ's given people advice before about facing facts, about facing reality. And this without a doubt, is his biggest challenge ever. He's going to have to face it. You're going to have to try. He's going to have to try and get some help here. No one can say they know how he feels. No one can say that they're in his shoes and they've been there before. Obviously, no one has. But OJ, the thing to do, and Al, if you're there, is just think. Just stop. Just stop and think, because the ultimate is not worth going through all of this. You do not want to pay the ultimate price in this kind of situation. And I know there are question marks in his mind, and especially if he is under the influence of anything, or if they've been, who knows at this particular time, but OJ, buddy, there's still a lot of guys that still have a lot of respect for you. There's still a lot of guys that that love you. You've helped a lot of people. You've helped a lot of people in their own individual careers. And people are praying that this comes to an immediate halt right now so that there is no further damage done, so that no one else is hurt anymore. There's been enough damage. There's been enough bloodshed. There's been enough tears. There's been enough heartaches. This needs to stop right now. So, OJ, if you can hear me, Al, if you can hear me, whoever's in that truck, if you can hear us, please, gentlemen, please just pull over and stop, and let's just quietly bring this thing to an end, because it's not going to get any better the longer you keep doing this.
Jim, in his letter that we heard read today, the letter that he addressed to everybody, of course, there were two other private letters, but one was read to everybody else. In that, he insisted he was not guilty. He insisted in his innocence, that he was devastated by the loss of his ex-wife, that they, in fact, were close, that he had nothing but good, loving thoughts and feelings about her. If, in fact, what he is saying is true, then I know your advice to him is come back and show us, come back and prove it, come back and prove your innocence in a case like this. I know in the court system you're innocent until proven guilty, but in the mind of a lot of the public, it is going to require some convincing in the public's mind.
Absolutely, and if OJ continues in this particular fashion, all this is going to do is just solidify in the minds of a lot of people that he indeed did do these things. If you, OJ, in your letter, if you meant what you said, if you really deep down in your heart meant what you said about you're convinced that you did not commit those crimes, come back and show us right now. Prove to us that you are the man that you have always shown to be. Prove to us that you are the individual with the heart and the courage of a lion, and it's going to take all of that right now for you to overcome the biggest challenge of your life. And the only way you can do it right now is just to stop. So, OJ, Al, if you can hear us, please, we're all praying for you. People know that the longer this goes on, the worse it's going to get. You've got to stop.
Jim, thank you very much. Will you sit right here and watch with us? Don't go away.
In case you're just joining us, this is special coverage from CBS News of an apparent chase of OJ Simpson. It may be the end game in the manhunt for O.J. Simpson. California police are chasing a white Bronco near El Toro in Orange County, California. Orange County Sheriff's Department spokesman Al Coots says deputies have no plans to intercept the vehicle and will continue to pursue it until the vehicle runs out of gas if necessary.
One of our patrol deputies made an observation of a white Ford Bronco or light-colored Ford Bronco that had been put out initially by the Los Angeles Police Department. We attempted to stop the car. The car is still traveling on one of our freeways towards the Los Angeles area and failing to yield. We have no knowledge of who is actually in the car or how many people are in the car.
Inside the car is believed to be O.J. Simpson and a former teammate and friend, Al Collins. We're now going to return to KCBS Television Air.
Information I can give you, but we're about half a mile behind the convoy, and we're going to stay right on it and let you know what happens.
Those windows are not tinted in any way, are they?
They may be tinted, but you can see in there. I mean, you can see very clearly, and I saw Al Collins. I didn't say O.J. I think he might be slumped down. I don't know why, but that was the situation I saw, and I got a very good look at that.
Well, it's possible, I suppose, that he could be slumped down. There was our helicopter that was right down at tree level just a short time ago, and if he's trying not to be seen,
exactly.
Who knows? But we're looking at this car continues 91 freeway westbound, and CHP have been in hot pursuit here for, well, slow pursuit really, for
cold pursuit maybe
the better part of an hour, I would guess. It's been
its speeds ranging from 30 to 50 miles an hour depending on the time. It looks like this is one of the slower moments there right now as they head along westbound on the 91 freeway. Again, there are probably 10, 12 police cars there behind them, making sure nobody comes up and overtakes them, gets them lost in traffic. And there's a convoy doing a kind of a rolling roadblock in front to clear out a path for them. And apparently, the officers know exactly where they are going, because a little while ago, as we mentioned, when they left the 5, got on the transition to the 91, the police officers made that move even before the vehicle you're looking at right now, being driven by O.J.'s longtime friend Al Collins, did it.
Now we can see that cars have in fact pulled over to the side of the road here. You see them on the right shoulder, and Bob told us that the cars following the white Bronco have their sirens on and the lights flashing, so people up ahead would be able to hear that and know what was coming, or they might be hearing it on KNX radio as well. And we understand too that people have been waving to the car as it goes by. People along the sides of the roads. We don't see any right here, but we understand that that has been the case.
On the telephone with us right now, we have Vince Evans, a former teammate of O.J.'s at USC and a star quarterback there, and also with the Los Angeles Raiders. Vince, thank you for joining us. We have mentioned that we're going simulcast right now here at Channel 2 Action News and KNX News Radio, and there is a possibility that they may be listening to us down there in that white Ford Bronco. Vince, if you could send a message along to O.J., what would you tell him?
I would just tell you, man, that there's a lot of people that love you, man. I love you. My mother loves you. I just got off the phone praying with her, man. And AC, I love you guys, man. I've looked up to you guys.
Vince, I'm sorry. If you could turn...
I was a kid back in Greensboro, man, watching you play.
Vince, if you could turn down your television set.
Well, man, I'm just praying that you guys will just give yourself up, man. Just stop. Please stop. In Jesus' name, just stop, man. Because we love you, man. Just stop.
Vince Evans, we thank you for joining us. How long have you been watching here? Have you been watching for most of the last half hour or so?
Yeah, I have.
And your thoughts about what his mental state might be? To be doing something like this? This certainly isn't the O.J. you know.
Well, it isn't, but I know he's been under a lot, and a lot of pressure, and I'm sure that he's...
We were listening to former pro quarterback Vince Evans pleading emotionally for O.J. Simpson to pull his car over and surrender to police. Earlier today, pro football great Jim Brown had some advice for O.J. Simpson.
To tell him to turn himself in and confess and throw himself at the mercy of the court. Don't use the escape route. I'll use the technical knowledge of lawyers who can drag things out for years. You know, it's a simple thing. It's too extreme to be normal if he committed the crimes.
If you're joining us, there is a police chase of a white vehicle in Orange County, California, near El Toro. O.J. Simpson is believed to be on board. He is wanted for double murder. Simpson is said to have a gun pointed at his head and is demanding to be able to go to his mother's. We're not sure where his mother might be found. And let me see if I can bring in correspondent David Dow in.
Well, Bill, as we've watched this go along here on a television picture, apparently more and more people are tuning in car radios and learning what is going on. And as the procession travels beneath overpasses, there are great cities of cars parked, in effect parked on the overpasses, watching the procession go by. It has mesmerized traffic here on the what is the tail end of the rush traffic period in Southern California. And of course the vehicle continues going west on the 91 freeway, running across the northern edge of Orange County toward the coast. This phalanx of law enforcement vehicles, a dozen or more behind the Ford Bronco, and another group of them ahead, clearing the way as they go. Some of the vehicles with sirens and lights on in order to facilitate the clearing of the way for this procession. No effort to close in on the car. We've heard law enforcement say already that they intend to just let this play itself out. And at some point, they've got to wonder about the fuel supply aboard the Ford Bronco.
For people who can't see the police chase, it is a surreal view of a lone white Bronco on the freeway in Orange County, a few dozen feet behind a dozen police cars. And we are told that people have pulled over to the side of the road, are getting out of their cars and waving as O.J. Simpson goes by. David, is there anything else that you can tell us?
All right, they have, yes, they've just come to an intersection and changed freeways. The vehicle said to contain O.J. Simpson appears to be transitioning to what is called the Harbor Freeway here, which ultimately runs into the Los Angeles Harbor.
And David, if I can interrupt you again, this is the first time that I've seen any other traffic outside of police cars on the same road with the white Bronco.
I think it's because it's on a transition road where it may have been more difficult to clear out. Or actually, I think what happened in the case of the car that you're seeing right now, it slipped onto the transition road from an on-ramp and somehow into the mix there. That car that you're seeing right ahead of the Ford Bronco, perhaps 100 feet or 200 feet, appears to be in a bit of a sensitive situation right now as the procession continues. Now we're told onto the Harbor Freeway.
Would the Harbor Freeway give you any indication of what O.J. Simpson's destination might be?
The Harbor Freeway eventually comes out at the Los Angeles Harbor down at the San Pedro area, and it runs out, in effect, at the ocean. However, we may have maybe seeing another transition here. It's an area rich with freeways, if that's the word, and there appears to be another transition in the making here.
David, let's
hold
go
on just a moment. It's helicopter reporter Bob Tur is now reporting that the vehicle is transitioning to the 405 freeway, the San Diego freeway, headed north. In other words, headed back toward Los Angeles. That is a big, major freeway. Often at this time of night, it's still bottlenecked, but the traffic appears to be relatively light tonight. And, of course, it is very light right around that procession where the police have already cleared the way up the freeway for this strange endgame.
David, let's go back to the era of KCBS television.
That he was A, not going to give up, and B, that he was going to visit his mother, and that's why all of these police cars are following him, because he's there in the car With a gun pointed to his head. That was their belief earlier.
Well, this is a rather serpentine, circuitous route he has taken now. Apparently, at least I get the feeling that they're not heading in any toward any particular destination. They're just driving at this point. Now, O.J. Simpson, when he had that conversation with the police a little while ago on the cell phone, we're told his voice was very slurred, which would be consistent with the pressure he's been under and also with the medication he has been given. Perhaps he's taking more than the normal dose, and that would not be surprising whatsoever. So they might be at this point just driving.
It does feel like that because it's been some turns that bring you back around in a northerly direction again. He's been going south, west, north. We have Jim Chayenski, a former teammate with the Buffalo Bills, on the phone from, I believe it's North Carolina. Jim, are you there?
Yes, uh-huh.
What are your thoughts? Have you been watching this on television in Carolina?
Yes, we have.
Jim, but before we go, if you could turn your television set down, we wouldn't get that feedback, and we'd certainly appreciate it as we talk to you there.
Okay, hold on.
Turn the TV down.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
What are your thoughts there, Jim, as you watch this on your television set?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just kind of fearful for his safety and just hope that he does heed the warnings and prayers of everybody that he would pull over and get some help.
Yeah. This has been at least an hour now that we're aware of that he's been on the freeway with police behind him, and he doesn't seem to have a pattern of destination, at least not apparent
not
to
at
us,
this point.
Mike.
Jim, you were a, I believe, defensive captain of that Buffalo Bills team that O.J. Simpson starred on. You shared some incredible moments of glory with O.J. Simpson. There are moments, I'm sure, are frozen in time in your mind. As you watch this scene now, how do you personally feel? What does it do to you?
Well, I mean, it's it's almost like you have to pinch myself to think that this moment is real. I mean, I just can't really believe that it's happening. I don't know what in the world could have happened in his life to bring him to this type of situation, but I'm praying for him, and I know there's only one person that can really help him, and it's our Heavenly Father. And I hope that somehow we can get that word to him.
Well, you know, we talked with you earlier when O.J.'s whereabouts was not known, and you were watching then, and your best feelings were going out to him. Now we're looking at a situation where we just really can't predict what the outcome is going to be, but it certainly doesn't look brighter than it did a couple hours ago.
It has been a day which began with word that murder charges had been filed against O.J. Simpson for the murder of his wife and another man, Ronald Goldman. Then police announced that Simpson had not turned up to surrender as they had expected. They said he was a wanted man. At a news conference earlier this evening where his attorney pleaded for O.J. Simpson to surrender, longtime Simpson friend Robert Kardashian read a letter that he said Simpson wrote earlier today.
To whom it may concern. First, everyone understand I had nothing to do with Nicole's murder. I loved her, always have, and always will. If we had a problem, it's because I loved her so much. Recently, we came to the understanding that for now, we were not right for each other, at least for now. Despite our love, we were different, and that's why we mutually agreed to go our separate ways. It was tough splitting for a second time, but we both knew it was for the best. Inside, I had no doubt that in the future we would be close friends or more. Unlike what has been written in the press, Nicole and I had a great relationship for most of our lives together. Like all long-term relationships, we had a few downs and ups. I took the heat New Year's 1989 because that's what I was supposed to do, I did not plead no contest for any other reason but to protect our privacy, and was advised it would end the press hype. I don't want to belabor knocking the press. But I can't believe what is being said. Most of it is totally made up. I know you have a job to do, but as a last wish, please, please, please leave my children in peace. Their lives will be tough enough. I want to send my love and thanks to all my friends. I'm sorry I can't name every one of you, especially AC. Man, thanks for being in my life. The support and friendship I received from so many, Wayne Hughes, Lewis Marks, Frank Olson, Mark Packer, Bender, Bobby Kardashian. I wish we had spent more time together in recent years. My golfing buddies, Haas, Alan Austin, Mike, Craig, Bender, Weiler, Sandy, Jay, Donnie, thanks for the fun. All my teammates over the years, Reggie, you were the soul of my pro career. Ahmad, I never stopped being proud of you. Marcus, you got a great lady in Catherine. Don't mess it up. Bobby Chandler, thanks for always being there. Skip and Kathy, I love you guys. Without you, I never would have made it through this far. Marguerite, thanks for the early years. We had some fun. Paula, what can I say? You are special. I'm sorry I'm not going to have... We're not going to have our chance. God brought you to me. I now see as I leave, you'll be in my thoughts. I think of my life and feel I've done most of the right things. So why do I end up like this? I can't go on. No matter what the outcome, people will look and point. I can't take that. I can't subject my children to that. This way, they can move on and go on with their lives.
That is longtime O.J. Simpson friend Robert Kardashian reading a letter earlier tonight at a news conference in L.A. For people just joining us, there is a police chase of a white vehicle in Orange County on the San Diego freeway. O.J. Simpson is believed to be a passenger. This morning he was formally charged with double murder. Simpson is said to be a passenger on the white Bronco and to have a gun pointed at his head, and is demanding to be able to see his mother. Carl Williams, who works for KCBS television, says that that O.J. Simpson is in the back of the Bronco, and that, again, he has a gun to his head and has said that he will hurt himself. According to Williams, Simpson is not in a bargaining type of situation. He says that he has told authorities what he wanted and what he would do. We're told that people along the interstate have been pulling their cars over and getting out and waving as the white Bronco goes by. If there are, let's go to David Dow now in Los Angeles.
Yes, Bill, this chase, if that's the word, it's more like a procession, a surreal procession, has now proceeded back into Los Angeles County and is in the vicinity of Los Angeles International Airport on the San Diego Freeway, also known as Interstate 405, proceeding north. Now it is slowing down. It's not clear quite yet.
You are right when we've been calling it a chase, but as I understand it, the speeds these cars are traveling at, and I mean the white Bronco on the police cars, is roughly 30, 35 miles per hour. Your reference to a procession.
That's correct. It's varied actually between 30 and 50 miles an hour, according to people who are on the scene there. And now it appears to have slowed down. It's in what is normally a very busy section of freeway. It appears to be approaching the interchange between the San Diego and the Santa Monica freeways. The helicopter cameraman is now trying to zoom in, focus in again on that car. The law enforcement vehicles behind it seem to have closed their distance somewhat. Seem to be following, perhaps 100 to 150 yards behind the vehicle.
I understand, David, that, if I can interrupt you, that we may lose our aerial view for just a short period of time because the chopper that is broadcasting the chase will have to land, apparently, to refuel.
That's correct. The question has been whether the Ford Bronco would soon have to refuel, run out of fuel, which would presumably end this. It is still going, obviously.
And is it still on the San Diego freeway?
It appears to be. The picture we've been watching just went out of focus, so we're having a hard time keeping track exactly where it is. But at last report, it was still on the San Diego freeway headed north. In effect, it has made an entire loop since this morning. It is not far from the San Fernando Valley, which is where this whole odyssey began this morning when O.J. Simpson, accompanied by longtime friend and former football teammate Al Cowlings, slipped out of a home where they had been staying and took to the freeways of Southern California.
David, we want to go to the air of KCBS television where former football player Gene Upshaw is live.
Which was one of the things that he stressed in the letter that was read earlier, was to please leave them alone. And I want those kids to know that there are people that are pulling for them and that there be people that they can turn to that will be there to get them through these difficult times. It'd be very difficult for him, but we all are victims of, you know, for this incident, and I just like to see it over with. I mean, one way or the other, I just want it over with. I just can't believe that we're actually doing this. I can't think of any tragedy in our country that has such an effect on everyone as this one.
Gene, what I know you've been getting calls in from players all over the country all day long, and I'm sure that those players have been expressing the same sentiments to you.
Yes, they have been. I mean, players are calling. They, you know, no one believes it. Everyone is really in shock, and you can't get through any conversation, and you haven't been able to get through any conversation since Sunday night that doesn't include O.J. Simpson, and that's really... what's going on at this point. I mean, you don't talk to anyone, you don't move, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. If you go to the bank, you go to the grocery store, you put gas in your car, you get a cup of coffee, you buy a bagel, it doesn't matter. You always talk about this incident, and it's just tragic.
Well, Gene, I want to thank you so much because I know you send your prayers from you and your family to all the families that are involved out here, and you're joining us just like Vince Evans and everyone else, and one more time saying if they can hear us at all, please, please stop, and let's bring this thing to an end immediately.
There's your picture.
We are back. Thank you, Jim.
Bob Turr back up there. He is refueled now up in Chopper 2, and you're looking at a live picture. Apparently no change. We still have the police cars pulling up the rear there, protecting anybody from going up forward, and also they are running interference ahead of him on a strange odyssey to nowhere, as far as we can tell. They're just driving. They're just playing this string out for as long as it will play. In the back seat there, we're told, O.J. Simpson with the gun to his head. Al Cowlings, his longtime, very dear friend, up front driving. They have been together all day long since we hate to use the word escape because he wasn't imprisoned at the time, but since getting away from everybody who had been around him at around midday today.
Evading arrest, we could say that.
We could.
And Al Cowlings and O.J. Simpson apparently got out of that house and evaded not only police, but about four doctors who were there to see to O.J., as well as O.J.'s lawyer, Robert Shapiro. And they are now headed we don't know where, with about 18 police units behind them, and we believe they're getting close to the 405 and Palms intersection.
Well, there is some...
You are listening to special coverage of the O.J. Simpson story on the CBS Radio Network. You are listening to special coverage of the O.J. Simpson story on the CBS Radio Network. If you're just joining us, there is a police chase of a white Bronco in Orange County on the San Diego freeway. O.J. Simpson is believed to be a passenger in the back of that white Bronco, and at the wheel is believed to be a longtime friend of his, Al Cowlings. This morning, Simpson was formally charged in the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Simpson, and a friend of Nicole Simpson's, Ronald Goldman. Simpson is said to have a gun pointed at his head and is said to be demanding to see his mother. We're going to now go to KCBS television air.
Oh, the past few minutes, people from all over, they say they're watching it, they're listening to it, and they just want to see for themselves what's happening.
What a day this has been, Joe.
Are these people, are they supporters, or are they just the curious?
Both. There's one man I talked to, one gentleman I talked to, who said that he's watched O.J. all his life, and that he's...